Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. This is the second talk in a series of 8 talks on the subject of why I am a Christian. There are many religions in the world, and of all those religions, I have chosen Christianity. In the first talk, I gave 7 reasons why I have followed Christianity. And I said that I would take each of those reasons and say a little bit about them. The first reason I gave was that Christianity has the total story. Jesus has the total story. In the first talk, I read from Isaiah 45, and I want to go back to a couple of verses in that reading. Verse 18 reads like this: "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other." This subject of the creation is taken up in several places in the Word of God. And when you read the first chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, you have recorded conversation between God the Father and God the Son. And in verses 10 to 12, God the Father is talking to Jesus Christ, and he says this: "You, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth." So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were there from eternity. We cannot plumb the depths of eternity, but they were there before the world was made, and they made the world. And God the Father is saying to God the Son, "You, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will fold them up, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." Jesus Christ was there at creation. He joined in the work with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in making everything that we see and know. In John chapter 1 and verse 3, it says of Jesus Christ, "All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." At the very beginning of the story of everything, Jesus was there. And here, in the course of the world, when we see that man fell, man developed a sinful nature by disobeying God, Jesus Christ came to save mankind. Jesus Christ, the scriptures say, came into the world to save sinners. And in the course of this world, he took upon him our sins, died for us, and offers us forgiveness and salvation as we accept his work and as we accept him as Savior and as Lord of our lives. He was there at the beginning. He is there the whole way through. He says, "Lo, I am with you alway, even to the end of the age." And he does not grow old, according to those verses in Hebrews. He stays the same, and he will be there at the end. In the first talk, as I read from Isaiah 45, I read this in verse 23, "I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall take an oath." God says that. He was there at the beginning. He will be there at the end. And as other scriptures take up that very thought that's expressed there in Isaiah 45, it is applied directly to Jesus Christ. Romans 14 and verses 11 and 12 say, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God." And when you read Philippians chapter 2 and verses 10 and 11, God the Father is talking of God the Son when he says, "Because he died for our sins, God also has highly exalted him, has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." That is applied to Jesus Christ as God, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on their earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus was there before the world was made. He took part in the creation. He came to earth to die for our sins. He is coming back to judge, and every knee will bow to him, and then those who are saved will enter eternity with Jesus Christ and with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The whole story is there, from eternity to eternity. This persuades me to follow Christianity. This persuades me to commit all my hopes and to commit my life to Jesus Christ. I hope you do too. Amen.